defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Yes, indeed it is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I got to give a hats off to Shanto there behind the scenes. Sean, thank you. You worked your magic today. I love that. Some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear, and some of the best TV is the TV you never get to see, right? Everything that goes on behind the scenes that makes everything possible. So a big, huge shout out to Sean Shanto Young. I'll tell you that story about how he got that nickname today, too, because why not? Because Shanto. All right, so we're going to go there today. It's a fun story, and I laugh every time I tell it, so it'll make for a good time. Oh, I'm telling you, man, it's been a day. It's been a day. Sean's comment to me today was, he says, I said, I had a lot on my plate. He says, you got to quit eating so much, metaphorically speaking, about being extremely busy. But we've got a great program lined up for you today here in these Daily Defense studios, the GunBroker.com studios, on this Car Arms Platinum mic for you. Watching on television in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, welcome inside to the Armed American Radio studios in Atlanta. We appreciate you joining us today. If you're watching us on the live stream, great to have you here. We had another great show at about noon today. It was also an awful lot of fun. And if you're listening on dozens of radio stations around the country, thank you for your support and for tuning into the program today. Let's go right to it. It's going to be a great program. If you're watching, you see behind me over here, behind me, where is he? There he is, Lee, the gun writer Williams, Sarasota Herald Tribune. How you doing, brother?
Good, brother. How are you doing? And you are definitely right. It has been busy.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of those things, Lee. When I spoke to you earlier today and you said, we got lots to talk about, I just chuckled, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's one of those deals, where do you even start? You know what I'm saying? For gosh sakes, yeah. Where do you even start? Anyway, where are we going to start today? How about I start with, we just got news, and it is breaking, so we'll tell you that it's breaking now. I guess it's been out for a couple hours. But the AG in Minneapolis has charged the three other cops with aiding and abetting and has raised the murder charge from murder three to murder two in the death of Floyd. Of George Floyd up in Minneapolis. Now, you've been a police officer, okay? I would love to get your opinion on this. We have not spoken since the rioting really kicked into gear. So a lot to cover with you. Tell me your thoughts. What does Lee, the gunwriter Williams, former police officer, think about what you're seeing now?
Oh, boy. Where to begin on that? First of all, going back to the original incident, me personally, speaking on behalf of me, the cuffs were on him, okay? I've struggled, I've fought, I've had other officers with me to get cuffs on someone. But then when you do, it's King's X. You know, you put them in, if they want us to continue to act up, they go in the back of the car. I cannot honestly understand why they were kneeling on his head and neck after he'd been cuffed. Now, if they're fighting and trying to get the guy cuffed, completely different. But brother, from what I did and what I was taught and how I acted, the minute those cuffs go on, yeah, King's X. You can't use force. Now you can pick him up, put him in the back of a police car. He wants to act up and kick out a window. There's another charge. But I didn't get this one from day one, man. I really didn't. I had guys very aggressive, fought guys that were very aggressive.
Tell me it's true.
The minute you get them cuffed, it's done.
That's where I'm going. Tell me something here. I've always understood, and with every cop I've spoken to, that the moment the cuffs go on, it's over. It's done. Now these guys were yelling, "Get up! Get up! Get up!" Like he could get up. You can't get up. He's a big guy. He's face down on the pavement, and he couldn't stand up. If he did, he was going to need assistance from the officers. Anybody, look, if you're not a police officer, if you watched Cops or live PD, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. Okay, hopefully you've never been in handcuffs, but it's not easy to maneuver around in those things. So this was a done deal. Have you spoken to any police officer anywhere, and I know the answer to the question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, that has condoned this behavior?
No, and it seems like everybody I know now or knew or worked with, we've been talking lately, and just can't get over it. Cannot get over it. why they did what they did. I can't understand it. As to the propriety of the charges, you know, murder three in Minnesota is basically manslaughter anywhere else. Murder two, it's stronger than manslaughter. There's some intent there. It's not a reckless act like murder three. That increased the seriousness. And the other officers that were there, you know, they're all new guys. I read their bios. Two of them were hired last year. None of them had the intestinal fortitude to step up and say, hey, man, get off him. He's cuffed. Let's put him in the car. Let's get him out of here.
All right. Talk to me about that for a moment from a police officer's perspective. Why?
You know, a lot has been said about the blue wall of silence, the blue wall period. Mm-hmm. You know, I've spoken up on scenes. I know other officers have. I got to think, had there been a senior officer there, somebody with a little gray hair, they might have said, hey, get your knee off him. Let's get him in the car. Let's get out of here. Because they were doing no good. They were not accomplishing their mission with this guy on the pavement like that. You know, I'm not trying to justify anything that happened after that. But what I'm saying is from that initial moment, it shouldn't have happened.
Is the response that we've seen, which we're going to tie this back to the right to keep and bear arms, listeners and viewers, it's easy to do. I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Lee in depth about this with you over the airwaves and on your television screens and live streams yet. So I want to kind of get your opinion on all this as we move forward and then take this right back to where we're naturally going to go on Armed American Radio, and that's the right to keep and bear arms. But what this led to with protests, now you see the fine line with news media blurring protesters and rioters and criminals and punks and thugs and Antifa and, you know, people who want to destroy the country. These are not protesters. And it makes me sick when I see the word protest in there. Protest is legit. Americans have the given right to. And I don't know if I'm going to cover with you some of Fredo's words over at CNN, which were just disgusting when he was talking. It'll be clearly, I mean, the guy's a lawyer, an educated lawyer, talking about Cuomo, Chris Cuomo over on the Communist News Network. And we'll go there in just a minute. But, Lee, when you see that line blurred, you've got damage in hundreds of cities across the country. Obviously, none of it justified. Okay. As a police officer, what goes through your mind when you see the response to this?
It was absolutely insane. If they're carrying a sign, they're a protester. If they're carrying a TV, they're a looter, and they should be arrested. And in so many of these cities, we didn't see that. It was, you know, go ahead and take what you want. Free stuff, man. But
well, there are
that,
you know,
I don't understand.
Well, look, this could be, you know, from a societal thing. It's understandable why a mayor of a city, and in most of these cases, they're all Democrats. You know, again, you show me a city in decay in America, I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats for decades at every level. City councils all the way on up for decade after decade after decade. And that's a whole different show. That's, you know, keep voting it in, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Right. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's what happens when you continue to vote these people in that keep the system on top of people's, you know, heads to the point where they just they can't function anymore as a society. And this is what happens when something breaks. But it's interestingly, everything from luxury cars, 70 Dodge HRT Hellcats were stolen from a dealer in one city. You saw that. Just yesterday.
Unbelievable hit.
Isn't that crazy?
Unbelievable.
Just yesterday or just today. I think it's Fox. Don't get me. I'm not sure. I see so many of these things. But there are reports now that rioters were seen coming out of buildings with whatever it was they were taking and stealing, getting in a $330,000 Rolls Royce in Manhattan yesterday or last night. And there are photographs of it. You know, obviously stolen. Somebody stole the Rolls, you know, let's go take the Rolls out looting and get more stuff. But when you see this as a cop, when you say disappointment, hurt, anger, frustration, and as a cop, do you become scared now? And how does it change you doing your job going forward?
Well, it's clearly a leadership issue. The cops are worried that if they take, I guarantee it, if they take enforcement action, the powers that be, especially in New York, de Blasio, will not have their back if things go bad. the poor officer there who drew his pistol because his and pointed it at some looters because his supervisor had just been hit in the head with a brick. Okay, he was reprimanded for drawing his pistol. Well, that's deadly force, bro. Somebody's throwing bricks at your head. That's why they're standing back. They don't want to be the next guy. They're worried that their departments and their city officials do not have their back.
Alan Kelly on Facebook says, Mr. Williams, you are right on about having a senior officer on scene. Later in my career, I had to guide the younger troopers in the right direction. Lee, the gun writer, Williams, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Biden, Joe Biden. You don't want to miss this. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 258445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Video Network studios here in the ATL. I'm talking with Lee, the gun writer, Williams, down at Sarasota Herald Tribune. Lee, I'm going to go right back to you. I'm looking at something right now that I can't make this stuff up. You can't not make this stuff up. Ex-Baltimore mayor, once convicted of embezzlement, now favorite to fill seat of mayor, convicted of fraud. You can't make this stuff up. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, they're Democrats. You know, I don't think Baltimore, I don't know. That ex-Baltimore mayor, once convicted of embezzlement, now favorite to fill seat of mayor, convicted of fraud. I mean, this goes back and harkens back to the days in Washington, D.C. with Marion Barry, you know.
Are you sure you're not on the Onion website?
No, I'm not on the Onion website. I believe this one is Fox. I've got a list of all these stories. I think this was a Fox story. I want to go to you and Biden in just a minute. But before I do that, I had a few emails the other day from listeners who, and if you're on the Facebook live stream, you get the raw feed. And you heard Sean and I talking during the break, as we are wont to do from time to time. And it's always a fun conversation. So if you're not watching on Facebook, go ahead and head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and you can tune into that. And we have a good time. One of the people love to hear that. And I got a number of emails saying, hey, how did Sean get the name Shanto? And people want to know, Lee, how did he spell, how do you spell Shanto? And I use I don't know if you've ever seen the television show. I think it runs on HBO, Bourbon Tucky. Have you ever seen that, Lee?
No, I have not.
It's the story of Kentucky bourbon, and they go through all these beautiful distillers and these, you know, national historic landmarks, and they talk to the master distillers. And this old master distiller from the Jim Beam company says, somebody asked him a question. How do you know? People ask me, how do I like my bourbon? Well, I take mine neat, but you can enjoy yours any way you want to, right? So I said the same thing about Sean. Somebody said, how do you spell Shanto? I said, well, I spell it S-E-A-N-T-O, but you can spell it any way you want to. Because as long as it says Shanto, it really doesn't make any difference. Next question comes, how did he get the name Shanto? Lee, have you ever heard the story?
No, I have not. I'm fascinated, though.
You're going to love this. You're absolutely love this. So this is how Shanto got the name Shanto. I had Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman on my program as a guest, and we were coming out of a break. And I was reintroducing Colonel Grossman, and I, you know, along the lines of, I want to welcome back to Armed American Radio, Colonel Dave Grossman. Colonel Grossman, welcome back inside Armed American Radio studios. And here's what he said out of the blue. He jumps up and he says, well, it's great to be with you, Mark. It's great to be with you, spilling 45 caliber nuggets of freedom across America's airwaves with you and your sidekick, Shanto. And I about fell down laughing. And Sean busted a gut out there on the other side of that microphone. I think we laughed for a few minutes. Sean, make your mic live if you would you please?
Hello.
How you doing, Shanto? Did I tell that story accurately? I did, right?
Yeah. Yes, you did. And the way I spell it is S-E-N-T-O.
S-E-A-N-T-O, Shanto, and that's the way I do it. Sean, how are you referred to at the network now after all of these years?
Everybody calls me Shanto, including one of the senior vice presidents, Tom Trotter. He always calls me Shanto.
It's all Shanto now, and that came from Grossman. It's great to be with you, throwing 45 nuggets of freedom or something like that across America's airwaves. Silver bullets of freedom. 45 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with you and your sidekick, Shanto.
Yeah, he
that
just
was it.
Kind of busted out with it.
That was it. Well, Sean, thanks, man. Appreciate the, you know, I had a lot of emails, people asking me that. So that is how Sean got the name Shanto. All right, Lee, let's wrap up the whole deal here. Sean was telling me during the break that he thinks the charge is too high, that they might not get a conviction on murder two. What do you think?
Very possible. Murder three is your classic manslaughter. I think it would be hard to make a defense against that. Murder two is going to be a higher burden on the state. That is very possible.
There are a lot of people calling for murder one because he was on his neck for, you know, 8 minutes. There's rumors floating around. You know, they know that these guys worked at the same place for a while, and there are rumors going around. Did you know they're going to investigate, I'm sure, which would up the charge. Did he have a beef with this guy, you know, at back then, which would up a charge? Who knows? But needless to say, you know, we are where we are today, and it's tragedy all the way around, not just for Mr. Floyd and his family, but for the nation because of what we've seen. And what the fear I have, Lee, is that when we see this happen, what's going to be the next spark and what happens next?
Yeah.
As a police officer, that would concern me.
Yeah, and that's probably everybody with a badge in their billfold is thinking the exact same thing.
Would you want to be an active duty officer today?
No, sir. No, sir. No.
See, that's interesting.
It's horrible. Interesting. I mean, when I worked, we had Rodney King occurred, and we were eating crap for that in Kansas, and that occurred in L.A. So this is a horrible time for our guys out and guys and gals out there right now.
I'm going to ask this question, then move on. We've already seen police officers attacked. Shortly before that ridiculous beer summit when Obama opened the can of worms that became the war on cops, that the left felt, okay, I'll go, I don't care whether you like what you're hearing from me, facts are facts. You're entitled to your own opinions, but you're not entitled to jerk around with the facts. Hundreds of cops turn their back on de Blasio. He is despised by the union. The most liberal progressive in position of leadership are... But they do their jobs anyway. It's remarkable how America's cops work, particularly since that original war on cops during the Obama administration began. And it culminated with the death of five cops in Dallas. It is now commonplace to see police officers attacked. We see the horrific videos of them being doused with water and having things thrown at them, yet they continue to go on their day. That's what happens in these cities. It's on video. And, here we are today. I'm my biggest concern, Lee, because we've seen these attacks, so I'm just going to ask this. Are we in a renewed war or an upped ante war on cops now because of this?
Without a doubt. I'd say 100%. It is another war on cops. And 99.9 of them are great people. And this is concerning, right? You know, and as a result, crime rates are going to go up. Because the cops are going to be less aggressive. They're not going to do a lot of self-initiated activity. They're going to sit back and wait for calls. And the crimes are going to flourish.
Yeah, we've got a comment here from Alan again. It says police are going to start second-guessing themselves. And that in and of itself is a recipe for disaster. Okay, let me now tease up the next segment. We had some fun with Shanto there, and I explained to a number of you who wrote me to ask me about that. I hope you had fun with that story. We certainly did. But the next column is that I'm going to talk about. It's kind of hard to even look at the photograph with a straight face because Basement Biden is about as dumb as a bag of rocks. And I guess, as you say, there are arguments that can be made that betray someone's complete ignorance on matters tactical. And Lee's column, if you want to get it during the break, not while you're driving, but if you're listening live, you want to get it during the break and follow along with us. Why not just shoot the gun out of their hand? How many times have you heard that argument from someone you love and you care about so much, and you facepalm yourself and say, I cannot believe you're saying this to your head. I cannot believe how stupid my sister is. We'll be right back after this. I'll explain it all.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Got a question here from Raymond Shaw. Mark, had you been personally present witnessing George Floyd's death at the hands of those police, what should/would you have done? Raymond, I would, you know, I obviously I wasn't there. That's a hypothetical because I have to put myself there after the fact. It's very easy for me or anybody else to say, you know, I certainly would have done blank. Honestly, I mean, the honest answer to that question is if I had been present and seen that, I would probably have said, dude, the guys can't breathe, man. He's already cuffed. Get off the ground. Get off of him. It's more than likely what I would have said. But, you know, to try to put yourself in the shoes of those other officers surrounding him as rookies, afraid to, you know, to talk to their superior or maybe, you know, go up higher up the brass at that moment in time as rookies going, well, maybe this is what they're supposed to be. But who knows? I would like to think that here's where I get that from. Because I've watched a lot of cop programs and seen some things. And, you know, just you put yourself in a situation while you're watching something. Oh, man, dude, that's wrong. That's wrong. You know when something's wrong. You can sense when something's wrong. And I've seen the video. You've seen the video. And it was flat out wrong. It was just flat out wrong. So I would like to think that that's what I would have done. Let me go back to Lee Williams. Lee, that's a good question, but it is a tough one in the sense that it's hypothetical and you weren't there. But that's what I would like to think myself. But I think most people would have done that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think your gut feeling is a pretty good indicator when something's going wrong. And this, I think, would have tweaked that, and you would have probably said something. I know I would have, too. I would have probably said something a little more sterner.
Yeah, you know, a little more, maybe a little bit more FCC unfriendly, right? Okay. Satellite radio moment words, we call them. Now, I've got a meme here. It's one of the funniest I've ever seen. It's Joe Biden in a suit, you know, with a Biden thing on his lapel, and he's got a microphone, and he's leaning back, and he's got that dopey Joe Biden look. You know how every time Democrats campaign, they yell at things, they yell at people. You know, they're screaming, Hillary Clinton, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that screech. That's what Biden looks like in this. And it says, if you're paddling upstream in a canoe and a wheel falls off, how many pancakes fit in a doghouse? None, because ice cream doesn't have bones. You know, when you see stuff like this, the implication is there that Biden's just a moron, okay? And that's pretty much where we're at today. So I tell you that to go to this. Why not just shoot the gun out of their hand? Lee, you open up with longtime shooters have heard them all, and they almost always cause a chuckle and an eye roll. Basically, it's a face palm, like I said before. When you hear somebody, why did they shoot him in the leg? Why did they do this? What did Biden say? You can please tell us.
He parroted one of the more common misconceptions out there, but he screwed it up. He said, if someone who is unarmed is coming at you with a knife, I'm going to say that again. If someone who is unarmed is coming at you with a knife, he thinks police should shoot at the leg as opposed to center mass. And that's crazy talk, man. That's just absolutely crazy talk. You can tell, and as I wrote, no one with a shred of tactical training would believe that. Everybody just rolls their eyes. And, you know, I did point out this is not the first time he's blessed us with his tactical expertise. Remember the shoot two rounds of shotgun outside the back door and everybody will run away? Yeah. But this one, I mean, cops and law enforcement and civilians are taught to shoot center mass because it's the easiest way to stop a threat because it's the biggest target. It's easier to hit than a leg. And, you know, I'll be honest, cops are not the best shots out there. You'd think that would be not the case, but, you know, their training is rudimentary. Smaller departments maybe get pistol training once a year. So, you know, the meat eaters got to train on their own. The rest of them don't. So if you ask a young officer to pump a round into somebody's leg, he's not going to be able to hit it, man.
It's important that we point out, and that those of us who have taken training, and I've been blessed to be able to take training from some of the best instructors in the world, you are never taught to kill. You are always taught to stop the threat. You shoot to stop the threat. When the threat is stopped, you stop firing. Now, here's what I've always said. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and so I'm going to take this to the cops now, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. Lee, in the case of someone coming at me, and I fire and I stop the threat and that individual dies on the pavement or later in a hospital, too bad. That individual decided to forfeit their life when they attacked another human being who had a right to defend their life. I don't have any sympathy for those people at all. I can, as a Christian, pray for their soul, and I will, and I do. But I have no sympathy for them because they did it to themselves. Now, let's take that statement to the cops in Floyd's death. If you attempt to deprive another individual of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all of the above. I believe these officers are going to find that statement to be very true, are they not?
Yeah, they're already looking for work. They've all been fired. I think they'll make a case. Depends on how they present it to the jury on the officer, the main officer, and then the other ones. If he goes, they're going to go too. I mean, that's an easy charge to make on the other three that just stood around and did not stop it. I agree with your analogy. They're going to lose their rights. They're going to do jail.
Well, you know, when you sit there with your knee on the guy screaming that he can't breathe, you can't move the knee off, the guy's cuffed, and you continue to do that, you are now depriving this individual of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. He's already cuffed. You've gone too far. That same theory holds true, even when you're wearing that badge. It's a fact. It's just too bad we even have to talk about this at all. But back to Biden briefly for just a second. You not only did you point that out, you know, Biden's the one with the, you know, put the warning shots out, as you've said. Police are taught to go into all of that. Unfortunately, most police officers are not true pistoliers. And what I liked about that was pistoliers. All right. How many times have we seen movies where Clint Eastwood shoots the gun out of the hand of the guy in Pale Rider, for example? that's going after the girl. And he drops the gun, and he reaches for the gun again, and Clint shoots the gun and knocks it another 2 feet away. Okay? That would be the definition of a pistolier, right? But not a cop, right. Dude. They carry guns for work. It's work for them. And they come home, the last thing they want to do in many cases, I know this from friends of mine who are officers, is put a gun back on and go out and shoot when they're done working. So that's why they don't train in many cases, although I know a lot of them that do. But for the most part, isn't this a true statement? Most civilian gun owners are far better marksmen than law enforcement because they take a lot of
time. I shoot better today than I did when I was a police officer, by far better today than I did when I was a cop.
Did you
but
go
like
out?
You, well, I have the, you know, I'm very blessed too. I get the best training in the world.
Yeah. I've had that opportunity. And listeners, I got to tell you, if you do have an opportunity to train with some of these folks, and I know everybody's time is very, very busy, and, you know, these schools can be expensive. There's no question about it. You can certainly go out and take that training. You know, hey, look, you know, I'm going to take the break with this one here. We're not, but just say this. You know, the front site's got the thing going with the free training. While we're talking about it, if you want to use it, go get it. You won't get anything better for free. I'm a big fan of free stuff, so just thinking about that when we're talking about training. All right, Lee, let's close out Biden with this. Is Biden just a dumb man?
No. He's a very intelligent man who unfortunately lets his ego get away from him and thinks he knows everything about everything. That's the problem. He knows nothing about anything tactical. This is stupid. This is a very stupid statement. He should not be making it. He does not know what the hell he's talking about. But he's trying to ingratiate himself with various powers that be. You don't shoot in the leg, it's not going to stop somebody. It's a bad, bad decision. I don't think this was that off the cuff. I think this was calculated. He's not a dumb man. He just doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to take you to West Palm Beach. You're in Florida. And we've got another rinky-dink mayor in America stripping American citizens of constitutional rights unconstitutionally who believe – these are tyrants that believe they are somehow in possession of more power as your mayor, which is just a step above a homeowners association member of the board is what I can tell. That's my thoughts anyway. But banning guns and ammo sales in West Palm Beach. The mayor. I bet you the gun writer has something to say about that. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses classes are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, where we are talking to you on this Car Arms Platinum microphone on dozens of radio stations across the United States. Thanks for tuning in on television sets across Northern California and Reno, Nevada, and streaming live over the internet on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. I'm going to jump right back over to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, West Palm Beach mayor bans guns. I'm going to refer to our friend A.W.R. Hawkins' piece at Breitbart about this. West Palm Beach mayor bans guns, ammo sales in response to rioters. Let me read just a little bit of this for the benefit of you listeners who I want to have a foothold here to know what we're talking about. So let's establish a beachhead here with this column, and then we're gonna tear it apart and dissect it. West Palm Beach, Florida Mayor Keith James has declared a 72-hour state of local emergency. He did this a few days ago in response to riotous protests and the declaration, including a ban on gun and ammunition sales throughout the city. The declaration is published online. I've got the declaration up. I've already read it. It continues by maintaining there's a further risk. Therefore, he declared a state of local emergency which bans the sale of or offer to sell, with or without consideration, any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. His declaration also, quote, bans the intentional display by or in any store or shop of any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. And James's declaration also bans law-abiding citizens from carrying guns in public places for self-defense. That's all. Now, we're going to go here with Lee, because Lee Williams, the gun writer, you're based in Florida, you're in Sarasota, kind of, you know, a little bit northwest of West Palm Beach. Let me tell you what my position is on this, and I want you to tell me what yours is. Mine is, I won't pay attention to that. I will not abide by that, that I will choose. I'm going to pull that. I don't think I'm going to let you arrest me today, Sheriff Behan. I have a Florida concealed weapons license. There are state preemption laws. This man does not have the authority granted to him by any document that allows him to suspend my constitutional rights any more than he can tell me that I can't talk or I can't do this. And, you know, we're going to go into that whole deal about the, you know, coronavirus. Remember the coronavirus, by the way? Remember that? Remember when they were talking about that? Well, they're not now. That was predictable. However,
they didn't have the authority to do what they did in the lockdowns. Whether they did it or not doesn't give them the authority. Lee, I'm choosing not to allow Sheriff Mayor Keith, what's his name, James, to take my constitutional rights from me. I will carry my weapon concealed. I don't care what he says. Your thoughts?
Well, the People's Democratic Republic of West Palm Beach is located in Florida, but it really isn't. And the head commissar there, I mean, when would people want a gun more? Okay, Mark, I know tons of gun dealers down here. They are doing everything they can to get guns into the hands of people that want them. It's a 24-hour job. I mean, they are going crazy. They're not price gouging. They are selling weapons to people who need them, including people in the People's Democratic Republic of West Palm Beach, who right now really, really want a gun. I have received my 100th email yesterday on, I need a gun. What do I get? How do I do it? I don't care if it's legal. I don't care if it violates preemption or not. This is a wrongheaded decision by His Honor.
Right. And I don't want to put you in a position of, you know, I'm not going to, you just gave us your answer. I can surmise what I surmise, and I'll let listeners and viewers do the same thing. But, you know, I'm hopeful that our courts will be jammed with cases on, you know, these mayors and the tyrannists, these tyrannical governors that we've witnessed, and the usual suspects in the usual suspected places. Everything controlled by a Democrat, everything they touch. And I'm hopeful that we're going to see some type of Supreme Court action on some of this. You know, because these declarations, with the excuse, it's the government has a compelling interest to keep people safe. They could use that for anything. There's nothing stopping them if they can successfully claim, if they can claim that, Lee, you don't have a constitutional right. They're just fooling you into it like the Matrix. You believe it is because they've not violated it, and they say you have it. But when they want to, they can take it from you. That's not a constitutional right. Our constitutional rights come from God, not some idiot Florida mayor Democrat named Keith James. The answer to your, sir, declaration is no. You don't have the authority to tell me that I cannot protect and defend my family. I don't think I'll let you arrest me today, sir. All right, Lee, take it away. Go ahead. Angry Mark's about ready to pop, so I'm just going to turn it over to you. Hurry, go.
You touched on it exactly. It's a God-given right, and he is trying to take away your God-given right to self-defense. That shall not fly here in Florida.
Now, let's talk.
I know people there. They're not going to abide by this.
No, of course not. No, but let's talk about Florida law. Talk about preemption, Florida law. You know, look, he could say anything he wanted in a proclamation if he says, well, I have a compelling interest, you know, to do this. Or it's in the government has a compelling interest to keep me safe. No, I have a compelling interest to keep me safe. I don't rely on you to keep me safe. I rely on me to keep me safe. So there's a very fine line here that I believe, because the government does have a compelling interest. I understand that. I'm not talking anarchy here. I'm just saying that someone who wants to abuse their power, like we've seen these Democrat mayors do, and governors all across the country that are still keeping their people locked down, when you have someone that's prone to want to do that, saying that gives them, in their mind, the ability to do anything they choose. So, Lee, I am hopeful that the courts are going to step in here at some point. What do you think?
They will. They will. I mean, he has the authority. If DeSantis, from what I am understanding, I've been on this all day, if DeSantis issues a statewide state of emergency, his rule would become moot. But he does have some limited authority under 870-044 automatic emergency measures to issue a state of emergency. And yes, it's a gray area, Mark. I hope the governor steps up and declares that this thing will go poof and won't be worth the paper it was written on.
Well, if he does, Florida has that emergency powers that allow individuals to carry their guns without a permit during a declared state of emergency.
Very much so. Very much okay. So. But the bottom line is, I'm not going to let anybody disarm me. Not going to happen.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know, concealed means concealed. And in Florida, you have a concealed weapons license. If you have it, use it. Okay. conceal your gun properly. This is not an issue. It never has been. You are not violating any laws. I am not Keith James does not make law, okay? Because I declare, I don't care what you declare. You can declare you love asparagus on pizza, and I couldn't care less. I'm not going to order it on my pizza because you declare it so. You know, this is, I could, ooh, boy, I could get in so much trouble right now. But it's just too easy. Hey, Lee, where can people find you, man? We're getting ready to close out today. I've been waiting to have you on all week. Where can people find The Gun Writer?
Everything we do is at thegunwriter.com. Just go to thegunwriter.com. Stories, blogs, podcasts, everything's there.
Thegunwriter.com. You got great work up there, Lee. You know, the GRPC coming up is in Orlando this year. So
absolutely.
A lot of us will be expecting to see you there in Orlando.
I will be there.
Yes, you will. And it's going to go off as usual, too. I feel pretty certain that DeSantis will allow us to go. You know, Lee, these are frightening times, not for the way other people think it's frightening times, because they sit around and say, I'm scared of the virus. I'm scared to go outside. I'm scared of the rioting. That's all legitimate. It's all legitimate. But you got to go on with your lives, right? They're frightening times for me because of the power that I'm seeing people grab. And Keith James is a prime example of that. TheGunWriter.com, Lee Williams. Amazing as always. Please go check him out at TheGunWriter.com. Guess what? I'm going to get up and do this all over again tomorrow because they don't want me to. That's why I enjoy doing it. Until we meet tomorrow on the radio, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We will see you on the radio.